Like all raptors, Utah raptor was one of the top predators of its time. But unlike its cousins, this raptor was not built for speed. His short but robust legs made him a heavyweight.
Because of Utah raptor's large size and proportion of the leg bones, it's pretty safe to assume that it was slower than what we think of as Velociraptor and Deinonychus. Utah raptor may have been more of an ambush predator. In other words, we might say that if Velociraptor were a cheetah running things down, that Utah raptor may have been the equivalent of a lion in the sense that it may have lay in wait for prey.
Utah raptor would normally have preyed on less well-armored herbivores, ones less likely to cause injury. But the fact that the skeleton of the Gastonia was found nearby proves that they did share the same terrain.
The area where they found the skeleton of Utah raptor and Gastonia looks a lot different today than it did when they were alive. Although there were large conifer trees, this particular part of the state was a bit more open and dry. It sort of resembled a savanna, but without grass. Utah raptor hunted this area because it allowed him to see prey over greater distances. Gastonia was attracted to the area because of the amount of low-growing vegetation, something you don't find in the big, dense forests.
Scientists believe that for most of the year, life flourished on the ancient savanna. But during the dry season, the environment could be harsh.
We have a number of fossil soils preserved that suggests there were periods of extreme aridity, perhaps extensive drought. In fact, some of these extensive drought intervals might be responsible for some of the fossil sites that we found.
Drought conditions meant that herbivores would have less to eat. The weaker ones would either migrate or die. This probably forced the predators to attack whatever they could find, no matter how well defended.